I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
I'm sitting in a cafe out in Fletcher on a Saturday afternoon, meeting my guest for Meet the Mob this week, who was born in Central Australia in Yuendumu, raised in Newcastle, and is just about to get on a plane to go to Melbourne for the Melbourne Fashion Week. Liam Price, it seems to me that you're quite a traveller, is that right?
Yes, I love to travel.
There's so many places to start in your story. Let's start with next week and Melbourne. What got you going to the Melbourne Fashion Week?
I got a message on Facebook. It's Indigenous Fashion on Earth that run the show there as part of Fashion Week. And it's Indigenous people from all around the world who come together as designers and models just to showcase what they've got. And it's just going to be a really good opportunity to meet Indigenous people from all around the world and see what's going on there.
I had no idea that even existed. So what are you going to do?
So I'm one of the models in that.
How long have you been modelling?
Well, it's very recent. It started just at the beginning of this year, around February, when I was working in Alice Springs for a holiday and the checkouts for Woolworths, and a lady come through and she said to me, "Oh, you've got to meet my cousin who's a photographer." And her name's Colleen Strangeways down in Adelaide. And so because I was going to visit the family, I said, "Oh, well, I'll just drop into Adelaide on the way home and do a shoot and see what happens." And then turns out she's my auntie anyway from Yuendumu. Which actually helps out a lot.
So it was literally somebody approaching you in Woolies. It turns out that they were your cousin wanting to do a photo shoot, and the next thing you're a model.
Yeah, basically. So people saw my photos, and then the organisers for the first Australian Indigenous Fashion Week, which showcases Indigenous talent from all around the country, that's part of Sydney Fashion Week next year in April.
So that's a really big world of, you know, high-flying fashion. Was this what you dreamt you'd be doing when you were a school kid here in Newcastle?
Well, actually, no, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a pilot, so I said I wanted to travel and get paid for it. Yeah, things changed. I did teaching for a little while, and turns out it's not for me. And that's why I had a break in Alice Springs just for summer, just to figure out what I do with my life. And then this modelling just came up, so I'm kind of going with it. And it's a real natural thing for me. You know, like I said, I feel like I'm me more than ever. And I just hope to encourage other Aboriginal people to get on board and not be shy, because once you get over that, it's really easy.
Well, that's really interesting, because so many of the Aboriginal people I meet in Meet the Mob talk about, you know, concepts of shame or, you know, being shy. And the notion then of being an Aboriginal model almost seems like a contradiction in terms. Was that a real struggle for you?
Well, I lost 30 kilos over 12 months. And then, so it was a really big thing getting in front of the camera, especially not like photos of your face at first. Because I just had people behind me saying, your family saying, just go for it and see what happens. And yeah, you just have to get rid of that shame factor. Once you get over that, you just meet really nice people who are always willing to help.
So what was it like to actually be the subject of the camera saying, you know, look at me, Liam, you know, this way, that way, show us this look, that look? What was it like?
It was actually really easy. I think it's the way we are. We're very animated and very, very expressive, so it was actually quite natural to kind of pose and everything. And people tell you what to do anyway. They're saying, you know, look here and look there and put your arm here and your elbow there, because they're the people who know the angles, who know the lighting. So for them, it's their job to make sure that you're doing the right thing. And the experience you get, the more easier it is and the more you get comfortable with it.
So you reckon you found your niche here?
Well, I think I have.
What about then actually seeing the photos of you?
I was thinking that the family might go, "Oh, shame job," or anything, but it wasn't like that at all. The family actually said, "Wow, that's really wonderful what you're doing," especially for family to see that in my community. It was a big thing for them because it's so close to home. You know, they think when they see, you know, other models, say from around the country, even the East Coast, they think, "Oh, maybe that's not for us.
Maybe that's some other world, not me, not my world."
Yeah, because it's so far away. But for them to actually see family, even my first cousins to see that, they were like, "Wow, that's really cool. Maybe my son or my daughter can do that. You know, maybe I could do it myself." And I'm just saying, well, if you really want to do it, you got to want it that much, and you have to work really hard for it. It's really hard work.
Harder work than being a school teacher?
Being a teacher, I found was difficult, whereas with modelling, it's kind of, that gets hard in itself because the work's not all the time. It's kind of spontaneous, so you have to rely on being good at what you do all the time. You have to be on a meal plan all the time. You have to be on a workout plan all the time. So it's very, you have to have a very strong structure with your life.
So are you pretty disciplined, Liam?
Well, yeah, you have to be.
So was that a light milk in your coffee?
That was soy, actually. But my brother's a personal trainer, so in being in a house where there is a personal trainer and my stepmom is diabetic, so she has to have good food, it helps to have people around you who are like that all the time. I can imagine when you buy yourself, it's really hard. You know, you're on a diet and then your family brings home KFC or Macca's. That's, well, that's the downfall right there.
I'm with Liam Price in Meet the Mob this week on 1233 ABC Newcastle. We're sitting in a cafe in Fletcher, one of the suburbs of Newcastle, but Liam was born in Yuendumu, one of the famous Aboriginal communities in Central Australia. For those who haven't been there, tell us about Yuendumu.
Well, it's a lot different than when I was a kid. Today it's looking more like an actual town. Like, they've got a huge clinic now and they've got a lot of facilities there. When I was a kid, it was, you're driving the town and there's just Humvees everywhere and a lot of old people and dogs. It was very wild as a kid, but I enjoyed that. I like those memories the most because you're always out doing stuff, running around, having fun with your brothers and sisters and your cousins and extended family. But it's very remote. About 3 hours drive, middle of nowhere.
It's 3 hours from Alice?
Yeah, 3 hours drive. So between there and then you've only got the other remote communities. So it's very remote. Well, that's my mother's country anyways.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love going out to visit. I don't know if I could live there. It's just very hard just with the health problems that they've got there and a lot of disabilities they've got and disadvantages of being a remote community. It's very, very tough to see that's your family there going through all that. It can be tough. And I can imagine it can drive anyone crazy, really.
Do people live a traditional life out there?
Not like my grandparents or before them did. It's very, everyone lives in a house now. A lot of people are starting to speak more English than what they used to. Even the language that my grandparents spoke is different to how I would speak. So my brothers and sisters would say to me, like, where are you going? They said Nyerpakura. Whereas my grandparents, they would say Nyerpakura Kampayani. So it was very, a more complex language, and it's a lot more traditional, the language, compared to now.
The language is the Walpri language, is that right?
Yeah, so we speak Walpri, my family do. And a lot of people, when they speak Walpri, they also learn the neighbours around there, so it's not uncommon for kids to speak more than one language. And then English is obviously another language on top of that.
If you had have stayed living in Yuendumu and not come down here to Newcastle and been raised around Fletcher, how do you think your life might have been? What do you think you might have been doing now as a young 24-year-old?
Most likely, I probably would be dead, I'd have to say that.
Are you serious?
In terms of the way the lifestyle is and the violence and the chronic diseases and things, most likely I'll be dead. If I was alive, I'd most likely be type 2 diabetic or on my way there with all these different kids to different people. It's just very, very rough lifestyle. A lot of people very lost.
That's kind of heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah, so like I said, that's, living up there would be very hard for me, just being around that all the time. It's very depressing, but at the same time, there's a lot of good things, and that's why I love to visit. I love being around the family and hearing a lot of just stories with the family and finding out about, you know, who's who, because every time I go there, there's always these new kids every time. I have to learn all these new names again.
Liam Price is my guest on Meet the Mob this morning on 1233 ABC Newcastle and on iTunes. Before we wrap up this morning, tell me, where'd you go to school?
I went to school here in Newcastle. Well, I've been to several, really, because we've just moved places and things like that. I just finished up year 11 and 12 at St. Francis Xavier's College at Hamilton.
So you went to school here in Newcastle because your white dad, who married your mum, a Walpri woman, brought you down here, wanted you to be raised here rather than back up there.
Yeah, because at the time there was a lot of kids dying from diseases and a lot of things that people didn't know what was from, and the violence and everything. My father said, I can just grow up here in Newcastle and then just go back whenever I want to. So you want to make sure that lifestyle was a choice for me, that it wasn't forced on me. It was actually good growing up here in Newcastle because I was growing up around a family that was saying, even though you're part of us, you're also half black, don't ever forget that. But also it's good having my Walpri family who are saying, you're half white, never forget that. You should be just as proud of your white family as you are your black. That's who you are. You're not going to change that. You're always going to be half black, half white.
What a rich family background you've got, Liam.
Yeah, and then my dad married a Filipino lady when I was little, and so I've got these Filipino sisters. Yeah, our family's just really out there. It's a different level to Brady Bunch. Brady Bunch have nothing on our family. I can tell you that.
Do you all get together for Christmas?
Yeah, we actually do. We get a family Christmas photo, and there's about 13 of us. It can be. It depends what kids my dad's taken in as well. It's, yeah.
Has he taken in a few?
Yeah, so at one time we had four. That was a bit too much, so now we're still stuck with two, and we're just growing them up, and that's going really good for them.
And who are they exactly?
They're my sister's youngest kids.
And why are they with you?
Because she was caught up in a really violent relationship with her husband, and she ended up passing away. So her dying wish really was for them to come here, because she was trying really hard to come here to Newcastle because she just wanted her sons for a different life. Seeing me was a big thing for her to say, well, I want that for my kids too. I want them to have an education. I want them to be aware of the world today and get out there and live their life and not be caught up in all these really strong cultural ties, to know that they can choose that life if they want to. She wanted that for her kids. That's why they had an argument, and then she ended up passing away. So,
was that in Yuendumu?
That was in Alice Springs at one of the town camps. So, but me and her were really close, so that was a big thing even for me. So, it was one of my real close connections with my community. So even that broke again for a little while, but now we have her two sons, and that's gone really good. So one goes into high school next year at St. Clemente, and the other one's going to be still at St. Pat's, Wallsend.
That's almost like you've got two young boys to have the same opportunity that you had, but you're the adult kind of thing, one of the adults.
Yeah, it's really good for the family. We're just hoping that one day they'll hopefully go back to the community and help out, but that's their choice, you know. If they want to, we'd really like them to do that, but in the end of the day, we just want them to be whatever they want, as long as they're happy.
Did you like growing up in Newcastle?
I have to say, yeah, I did. I had the best time. I spent about 12 years of my life when my dad was married to Jocelyn. That's the Filipino wife. We grew up in Clarencetown, actually, near Dungog, and went to school in Raymond Terrace. So that was, some of the best years of my life, I'd have to say, growing up around the river. And
why?
I find that when you grow up in a small town, you can run around, you can be wild, you don't have to worry too much about the whole, who's out there kind of thing, because everyone in the neighbourhood kind of looks out for each other, and you could just go down the river whenever you want to go for a swim and go fishing, and you could just be a kid.
Do you get the chance to go up there much these days?
Yeah, we go up
as much. Or does the cat more call?
No, we go up as much as we can. That's what we do when I'm on my breaks and things. I go back up to like Dungog, Clarencetown area and Maitland and all that just to have a look around, and it's really refreshing, get me really down to earth back again. And it's like the same feeling when I go back to my community. It really grounds you again.
You're 24 years old now, living in Fletcher, about to go to Melbourne to the Melbourne Fashion Week. Cast the imagination forward 10 years.
Well, obviously you set up goals for yourself. My biggest thing is obviously Milan's Men's Fashion Week.
Week in Italy.
Yes, that's my big goal, just at least to be on, even if it's just one show, then obviously, yep, my job's done. But and also just to change the life of at least one kid out there, that if I can help them, say, get to where they want in their life. Then
you mean one of the kids in your community?
Not just anywhere, just any kid at all. Just to say, well, if he can do that, well, maybe I can do what I want to do. If I can change at least one kid and drive them, then that my job's done.
You've been listening to a 1233 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.